Welcome to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple, with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast. Hi, I'm producer Mel and I'm with Rachel Evans from the Workshop Whisperer. Rachie, you work with a lot of people. Do you learn much from your clients ever, or because you work with such a wide range of people?
Every day, Mel. The people that usually appear in your world as clients do so because you've got something to learn from them as much as they have to learn from you. So sometimes it's patience and humility that you are learning. Other times they've done something really dynamic and cool in their business. And even though they might need help with, you know, foundations or financial literacy, or they want a better lifestyle, they may have innovated in some way. So I'm always learning really cool things like that.
So when people come into the Workshop Whisperer program, do they talk to each other and learn from each other as well?
Absolutely.
When you have your group sessions?
It is it's mandatory to participate in the community that we've built inside our Engine Room and our Workshop Warriors program. We encourage best practice sharing, and we encourage our clients, even when they feel like, you know, they've got most of the pieces in place, we encourage them to still show up, just like longer serving clients did before them, for them, so that they could share what they'd learnt and their experience of implementing certain strategies or how to deal with a particular team member, etc. It's one of the most amazing supportive places I have ever had the pleasure of being a part of.
That's pretty special. And people make friends too, do they?
They really do. Actually, I was reading a comment that a former client made last night, and he hasn't been a client for a couple of years. He was a client for 3 to 4 years before that. And he was encouraging someone in our free group to become a client. Okay. And he said, "You'll make friendships for life." And I think that's a really amazing thing to see a former client describe.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really cool. If you want to take the first step, maybe you can jump onto Rachel's Facebook group. That's really free to join, Your Profitable Auto Repair Shop, and you can connect with other like-minded workshop owners and just have a chat to them in there, maybe as a head start. Coming up next, Workshop Whispers, we're going to hear from you, your questions about your workshop. So you will be featured. First of all is Melissa. So we'll speak to you soon, Melissa.
Avoid mistakes others are making and take your auto repair shop to the next level. To reach out, email admin@workshopwhisperer.com with the subject Workshop Whispers, and we'll answer your question in our next Workshop Whispers episode.
Melissa is in Adelaide, South Australia. She writes to us, "We are working 12-hour days, 6 days a week, and there just never seems to be enough hours in the day. I've seen posts from your engine room clients about moving to a 4-day work week, and it seems just impossible for us!" Exclamation mark. Is it only some shops that can operate on less hours?
Well, great question. And no is the general answer. It's not just some shops, but without knowing how big your team is, what type of repair you're doing, whether you're doing emergency breakdown work, etc., I can only speak generally. We wrote a program specifically to help people transition to a 4-day work week, no matter what size team you have or what kind of work you're doing, which you can find on our website. It's a DIY program. You'll love it. Take you no time at all to get through it. What you need to factor in here, though, is that moving to a 4-day work week does not improve a productivity or efficiency problem. It will enhance a business that has already nailed those two things. But if you're working 12-hour days because your technicians are taking longer than they should, and you're always saying yes to anything that comes your way. A four-day work week won't fix that. In fact, it will make your business break at the seams. So those issues need to be identified first. Why are you working 12-hour days? Why does it feel like there's not enough time in the day? Why are you so busy? Is it that you are understaffed? Or is it that your people are inefficient? Or literally, when you're already booked, you're saying yes to those three cars that came in on a tow truck and trying to fit them in that day, rather than calling those owners and saying, we've received your vehicle. We are currently booked until Thursday. We'll be able to get onto it around 10 a.m. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, because it's a bit scary, isn't it, as a business owner, sort of knocking back work or even pushing a client a little bit, because especially in this market, a lot of people I find are in a scarcity mindset. You know, they see workshops or other businesses closing down and they think, I just need to take on everyone and everything humanly possible.
There is a temptation, yes, to say yes to everything. And we've done numerous trainings and even podcasts, Mel. I think we've got three podcast episodes on how to flex your no muscle and stop saying yes to everything. And yes, there is that often that fear in the back of your mind that if you don't say yes to them, they are going to go somewhere else. But a lot of the time, you are actually better if you say no to that overflow work that's turned up as an emergency, or at least say, not today, but here is when we can fit you in. Most reasonable people understand that if they've got an emergency, they weren't one of the people who had pre-booked a spot for the day. And as long as you explain that you are fully booked for this day and maybe the next day, maybe it's into next week, and then you'll be able to look at that vehicle. If that customer is upset by that answer, then you should get the understanding that they're not the customer for you in that particular moment, because every time you squeeze a vehicle into an already booked out day, you are putting extra pressure on your technicians to get upsells done. That's the first thing to go by the wayside, is your upselling, and that's your cream on top. So that goes down to a bare minimum, and then you're not making the most of all those additional parts and additional hours that you could be selling while the car's already on the hoist. You then go and if a car comes in on a tow truck and the issue isn't obvious, you've got to go into diagnosing time. And when you're diagnosing, you're not selling parts. And if you don't have a special diagnosing rate that's higher than your current labor rate, you can't make up the GP dollars per hour. So there's all this stuff going on every time you decide to say yes to a job that already puts your shop under pressure and forces your technicians to overwork. So we've got to look at all of these things before we say we're ready to do a four-day work week trial.
Feels like the four-day work week might be a little bit further away from for some people than they had thought. Before.
Well,
it's not that easy of just shutting the door for a day.
It's not if you have that overwork issue, that not selling all your hours issue. You've just got to identify what they are, correct them, and then the four-day work week is right there for you.
Everyone's just seeing it like an island glowing in the future.
Discover the four-day work week system so you can work less and earn more in 2024. Go to theworkshopwhisperer.com and connect now. Take a smoko and review us on your Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen.
We're going to talk to Lisa now. We go down to Geelong in Victoria. Oh, it's good there. I like that little creature's buried down there. Have you ever been there?
No,
Rachie?
I have
should
not.
Take Dean there. Dean likes a beer, doesn't he?
Not really.
No. He likes a big fat red.
No. We might have a gin, so we're more likely to go to a gin distillery, to be honest.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got some of those near Newcastle, so yeah. Lisa says, our tax debt keeps creeping up and our accountant keeps telling us to push the payment. But I'm starting to get really worried. We'll never get it down. Do you have any tips on how we can better manage this? Tax time is such a pain in the butt for a lot of people, isn't it? Stressful time.
Well, my tip here, Lisa, is don't get in tax trouble in the first place. So you need a cash flow management system in your business that allows you to put aside the correct amount of GST and the correct amount of tax that will need to be paid at tax time in your account every week. If you're not doing that, you will fall short when it comes time to have your taxes done. And that's obviously what's happened here. Something has led to you falling behind for a period and having you put on a payment plan in the first place. To talk to your accountant just keeps pushing it. I'm not sure exactly what that means. However, if your accountant should be proactive and coming to you and identifying for themselves what was the situation that led to you requiring a payment plan in the first place? Why did you not have that money on time? If it's GST related, GST is not your money. It's not for you to spend somewhere else. It should be set aside immediately as soon as you get it and not touched, and then it's available to pay your BAS on time. If that's not the case, you've got to look at why you're using that money somewhere else in the business. Is it because your margins aren't high enough? Are you taking too much money out of the business in expenses or even your own wage?
Getting your nails done. Taking the car through the fancy car wash when they say, do you want the basic one or do you want the bells and whistles?
Hey, look, our goal of business ownership is to not worry about the money that we spend.
Yeah.
But everything has to be relative to your turnover and your profit. So I did see a P&L the other day from somebody that asked us to help them, and they are making a $35,000 loss every month because they're taking too much money out of the business for themselves. Your business can't sustain that. You're in liquidation in another couple of months' time. You've got to identify why you're in tax trouble in the first place. The ATO is no longer pausing or putting on hold tax debts. Those COVID years are over. From July 2023, they started notifying business owners that those debts were now falling due. And if you owe the tax office in Australia more than $100,000 and it isn't in a payment arrangement, the ATO is now reporting you to credit reporting agencies.
Affect your credit rating.
So you cannot afford to fall behind. You cannot afford to be running your business in a way that it can't actually afford itself.
Thank you, Rachie. If you want to reach out to us and ask a question, how does someone do it? What do we do, Rach?
They can email admin@workshopwhisperer.com. Tell us what your issue is and we can talk about it on another episode of Whispering Loudly.
Please rate and review us wherever you listen and write something really nice and cheeky. Make it fun. What would you write, Rach, if you were going to review the podcast?
Amazing speakers and a wealth of industry-specific information that is just easily digestible and can be listened to in a car ride and implemented as soon as you get out.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just going to say, this is free and this is amazing. You're so much more articulate than me. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning Workshop Whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Platinum sponsor Podium, Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.